Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Ragakot Transform playbook in Ableton Live 12 with modern punch and vintage soul, aimed straight at drum and bass automation work. What we want here is not just a vocal sample sitting on top of the track. We want a vocal that acts like an instrument, something that can stab, answer the drums, bloom into space, then snap back dry and dangerous. That's the whole vibe. Old school jungle attitude, but controlled, tight, and mix ready. So first, pick a vocal phrase that has character in the consonants. Short is usually better. Words like yeah, select a, come again, move, run the rhythm, or any rough spoken tag with attitude. You want those little transients in the consonants, because in DNB those sounds can punch like percussion. Drag the sample into Ableton and trim it to the useful part. Don't worry if it's too clean right now. We're going to rough it up in a controlled way. If it already has grit, even better. Next, turn warp on and listen to how the phrase behaves. For chopped vocal hits and short phrases, beats mode often keeps the attack nice and snappy. If the vocal is more stretched or tonal, Complex Pro can work, but use it carefully. We're not trying to smear the rhythm. We're trying to preserve the bite. Now make it playable. Right-click the clip and slice it to a new MIDI track. Slice by transients if the phrase has obvious hits, or by eighth notes if the rhythm is more regular. Ableton will map the slices into a drum rack, and that's where the fun starts. Now the vocal can be triggered like a drum part. At this stage, program something simple. Don't overplay it. In drum and bass, space is part of the groove. Try a stab on beat 1, a quick answer on the offbeat of 2, another cut near beat 4, and a pickup into the next bar. Think call and response. Let the vocal talk to the snare and the bass, not over them. Now let's build the transform chain. On the vocal track, or inside the rack, start with EQ 8. High pass the vocals so it stays out of the subzone. In DNB, that usually means somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz, depending on the source. If the vocal is muddy, go a bit higher. Clean low end first, always. After that, add saturator. Just a little drive goes a long way. Something like 3 to 5 dB is often enough to thicken the voice and help it cut. Turn on soft clip if needed, and match the output so you're not fooled by louder being better. Then try drum bus lightly if you want a bit more attitude and transient shape. You do not need a lot here. For vocal cuts, keep the boom low or off. We're after impact, not bass boost. Next, add redux for a little vintage edge. Subtle bit reduction can give you that ragga and jungle flavor without wrecking the intelligibility. Think texture, not destruction. Small moves, not full-on lo-fi chaos. Then bring an auto filter. This is one of your main automation tools. It gives you movement, tension, and the ability to make the vocal breathe with the arrangement. Add echo or delay for throws, and a small reverb for space. Keep the reverb short. Short room, small plate, tiny bit of tail. You want dimension, not wash. Here's the big rule. Shape the midrange before you add too much ambience. In a dense DNB mix, a vocal cut has to fight for space with drums and bass. If the rhythm isn't already working, reverb will only make it blurrier. Now let's create two versions of the same idea. One version should be dry, punchy, and direct. The other should feel more vintage, soulful, and slightly haunted. The dry version is your crowd control stab. Tight EQ, controlled saturation, minimal delay, very little reverb. The processed version is your texture version. More drive, maybe a touch more redux, a little more room, maybe a bit of width if you need it. Keep the core pre-centered, though. In DNB, stability in the center helps the cut hit harder. If you're using an audio effect rack or instrument rack, map a few macros so this becomes fast and playable. A good set would be filter cutoff, saturator drive, delay amount, reverb amount, redux amount, and volume trim. Now you can morph the whole vibe with a few moves instead of opening 10 devices every time. This is where the lesson really starts to come alive. Automation. We're not just adding effects. We're making the vocal transform across 4 or 8 bars. That's what gives the phrase a sense of performance. It should feel like it has a beginning, a peak, and a landing. Try this kind of structure. In bar 1, keep it mostly dry and open. In bar 2, close the filter slightly and throw a little echo on the final word. In bar 3, bring in more saturation and maybe a touch more reverb. Then in bar 4, cut the effect back or snap it dry again for impact. That kind of movement creates tension and release without sounding random, and that's the difference between a loop and a section. You can automate the auto filter cutoff to narrow the vocal during build moments, then open it for the drop. You can briefly raise echo feedback on just one phrase ending so the tail becomes a fill. You can automate reverb dry slash wet only on selected words or syllables. You can increase saturate or drive on the last bar of a phrase to make the cut feel more aggressive. Even simple clip gain moves can make a phrase feel like it's leaning in or backing off. And remember, automate for articulation, not just for movement. Small changes are often more musical than giant sweeps. Now let's talk about groove. Your vocal chops need to lock into the drum grid, especially around the snare. In DNB, the snare usually anchors the phrase on 2 and 4, so don't constantly step on it. Instead, let the vocal answer the snare or lead into it. A really effective move is placing a vocal cut just before the snare or just after it, so it feels like a response. Use smaller ghost cuts between hats or little break articulations. Leave holes where the bass line is doing its heaviest work. That empty space makes the vocal feel bigger. If your drums have swing, let the vocal inherit that swing. Nudge some slices a few milliseconds early or late. Use velocity changes in the MIDI to vary the emphasis. If your breakbeat has a late snare feel, mirror that in the vocal so it glues to the groove. If the vocal starts fighting the kick or bass, don't panic. Use a compressor with sidechain from the kick or drum bus if needed. Keep the ratio modest, maybe 2:1 to 4:1. Fast enough to catch peaks, but not so fast that it kills the bite. The goal is to let the vocal stay powerful without crowding the drop. You can also automate track volume or clip gain in spots where the bass note lands hard. That's often cleaner than overprocessing. In drum and bass, the low end is sacred. The vocal should ride above it, not compete with it. Once the automation feels good, print it. Resample the transformed vocal onto a new audio track. This is one of the best moves in the whole workflow, because now you've captured a performance instead of just a setup. You can edit it like audio, which means you can cut the best moments, reverse tails, and build fills from the strongest parts. Take the resampled result and consolidate the best half-bar or one-bar moments. Reverse a few tails for transitions. Chop a strong echo finish and use it right before a drop. Turn the most aggressive transformed moment into a one-shot impact. That's how the vocal becomes arrangement material, not just a loop. Now shape the arrangement around the vocal. Give it a job. In the intro, maybe it's filtered and atmospheric. In the pre-drop, let automation increase the tension with filter movement and delay throws. In the first drop, keep it tight and punchy. In the second half of the drop, bring in the more transformed version with extra space and more attitude. In a breakdown, strip it back and let it breathe. Then in the next drop, hit harder with more saturation or more distortion, but still keep the low end clean. For darker or more aggressive DNB, don't overuse the vocal. Sometimes one or two powerful moments in 8 bars is enough. In rollers, the vocal can be more repetitive and act like a signature tag. In jungle-inspired sections, it can be more present and percussive. The key is to make it feel intentional. Before you call it done, do a final mix pass. Check the vocal in mono. If it disappears completely, reduce stereo tricks and focus on mid-range clarity. Use EQ to tame harshness, especially around 2.5 to 5 kHz if the cut gets sharp in a bad way. Make sure it's not masking the snare crack, and make sure there isn't too much low end sneaking through. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. Too much low end in the vocal. Too much reverb. No silence between phrases. Ignoring the snare placement. Heavy distortion without output compensation. Widening too early. Automation that feels random instead of phrased. If you want to push this further, try a two-stage transform. Start with subtle filtering and saturation. Then add a more extreme effect only on the final word or syllable. That creates a stronger sense of arrival. You can also duplicate the vocal, detune one layer slightly, and keep it filtered and low in the mix for a ragged jungle flavor. Or use a clean version and a gritty parallel version together, so the vocal keeps its clarity but gains attitude. Here's the mindset to keep throughout the process. Think in phrases, not clips. A good ragga cut should feel like a mini performance. It rises, peaks, and lands. Even if it's only one bar long, it should still feel like it's doing something. So the takeaway is this. Take a short ragga phrase, slice it, process it with Ableton's stock tools, and automate it so it transforms across the arrangement. Keep the low end clean. Let the vocal answer the drums and bass. Print the good moments. And use resampling to turn the best movement into real arrangement material. If it feels alive, rhythmic, and a little dangerous, you're in the right zone. Now go build that cut and make it talk.